Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello. What is up, champion? Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet. You need to be different. You need to be unique. You need to stand out. Yet, you can't because you've been conforming for so long. That, my friend, is the conundrum that we face as marketers out there when you've been in the J-O-B so long and you're really concerned about what other people think about you and you got to stay in line and you got to conform to what society tells you to think and do and say. You run into a problem because you get out there in the entrepreneurial world and now you got to do the opposite. But it's kind of wonky. It's awkward, man. It's like you don't know what to do, how to do it, because for so long you've had to kind of stand in line. So let's dive into that. How about that for a mouthful coming right out of the gates in the first minute of the Everyday Saturday podcast? Before we dive in, you know what I did? You know what I did just for you? I had a final notice email sent out to my list yesterday. Today's March 10th, by the way, 2020. And the Speaker Success Vault is going to be available for the dedicated, loyal podcast listener like yourself. Deadline was yesterday for you. It's everydayisaturday.com/speak. It's $97, man. It's the it's an amazing speaker course. It's going to teach you, number one, how to really share a message without feeling intimidated, getting rid of those ums and ahs and so. A lot of people start a sentence with the word so. I'm not quite sure I understand that. I brought that in there as well. Plus, how to get paid, how to put together a presentation. Take a look at my presentation, and you can use it and just mimic it. Steal it. Use it for yourself. So go to everydaysaturday.com/speak. Would also love to chat with you one-on-one. Go to my calendar, launchwithsam.com, and book a call. And we'll get that message launched ASAP. All right. Now, for today's podcast, the great Les Brown used to say, every one of us is born an original, but most of us die a copy. And it's a cute saying. It certainly makes you chuckle a little bit, doesn't it? Yeah, well, he's right. Man, he's right. But then you think about how sad it is. Because you see 40, 50, 60-year-old people, men and women everywhere, not being who they were meant to be because they have that disease to please, and they are just trapped, man. It's like they're trapped inside this body, you know. Their brain and their heart is shouting, go do it, go do it, go do it. But their body just can't move because it's this shell of just who they used to be. And it's very difficult, man. And look, if you know what I'm talking about, this might be happening to you right now. Now, when you do become an entrepreneur, or if you just want to be great at what you currently do, you might be in sales, for example. Insurance, mortgage, real estate, outside sales, inside sales, doesn't matter. But when you're in sales, you are not selling the product. You already know this if you're in sales. You're selling who you are, what you stand for. And if you want to be successful in sales, you got to be in the interesting business. You know, it doesn't mean you got to have a last name like Kennedy or Winfrey or Gates or something like that. People actually repel a lot of that stuff. You know, oh, you're famous. They already say, oh, you know, so-and-so, that's how you got what you got. If you're just an everyday Joe or Jane, people resonate even more with that. It's funny because the thing we don't want to be is the very thing that I think attracts a lot of individuals is just, oh, you're authentic. Oh, okay, so you have the same issues I have every day, but you just figured out a way to conquer this part of it, which is really interesting to me. You know, and if you want to be successful in sales, you got to show the client, you got to show the person who's investing in you and your product and your service how their life can be easier with what it is that you're going to provide. And the goal that they want to have happen for them, you are going to help them get there faster, with less effort, with less pain, you know? And I don't even know how you would do that by being somebody other than yourself, because you actually have to sell yourself. And how do I know this? I don't know anything, man. I used to do all this myself. When I first launched this podcast, I'd be like, I don't know if I can say this. And it was nothing offensive. It was just, you know, what I've always wanted to be, the person I've always wanted to be. I'd be thinking, I don't know if I should say that. I mean, sure, it's how I feel. Yeah, I mean, these are my thoughts. Yeah, this is original, but it's kind of crazy, man. There's nobody out there yelling, every day is Saturday. There's nobody calling people champion. I mean, I got abused with that word for years after I started this. By people go, how you doing, champion? People that know me, not people that don't know me. Remember, okay, you're going to get the most abuse and negative feedback in your hometown, you know, metaphorically speaking. If you ever decide to venture outside, that's when people are going to love you the most because they don't know this person that you used to be. It's okay to change. It doesn't mean you're changing for the worse. You're changing for the better. You know, people are going to be like, oh, you've changed. Yeah, it's okay, man. I've changed. Great. I mean, I'm 50 years old. What do you think I was going to be this person? I'm at 19 years old going to the bar for drink and drown night every night. I mean, come on, man. People change. I want to have significance to my life. I want to know that it mattered. I can't do that going to happy hour or playing a round of golf that ends up lasting 8 to 10 hours and being away from my family. That's just what I used to say. And yeah, I'm going to start calling everybody champion. You know why? Because it makes people who don't know the old Sam crowd, it makes them feel good about themselves. They're like, yeah, I'm a champion. And I didn't realize it until I started speaking at events and people, you know, say, hey, how's it going, champion? They lit up, man. They were like, wow, that's awesome. You got such a great energy about you. You try to do that in your old life. You try to be that person in the old job or the old people used to hang around. Who do you think you are? What do you mean? Calling people champion. Why is that? Well, because they're viewing life through the lens that they view themselves. Really, when people are being negative towards a man, that's a whole different topic, but it's really how they view themselves. It's how they look at themselves every day. Something isn't right in their life, and they're just, they ain't happy, man. And if they see somebody like you bouncing off the walls, they're like, you're excited, you're motivated, you're inspired. Doesn't have anything to do with money. Doesn't have anything to do with material possession. All of it has to do with, man, you got a great energy and a great spirit to you, and you're out there letting it shine. And you can build an incredible, incredible business just off that alone. If you do it authentically. If you try to be, like, if you don't have that certain personality, you try to get out there and you try to be Les Brown, you're going to fail if you're not that type of individual. If you're out there trying to be Tony Robbins, you're going to fail because you're not that. Not everybody needs to be the jumping up and down with the loud pumping music type of individual. You can launch a huge movement being a very, you know, cerebral, quiet, critical thinking type individual as long as that is who you truly are. If you're trying to be somebody else, it ain't going to work, man. It's just, you know how it's not going to work? It's not the fact, that the biggest reason isn't even that people will sniff out a phony from a mile away. It's the fact that you won't like it. You can't be somebody on the outside that you don't feel like on the inside. It doesn't work. It's incongruent. It's clunky. It's just, it never works. And the person who realizes it the most, the really sad part about it, is not the individual who's hearing it. It's the person who's saying it. Because then, at some point out of that day, you got to go back to your old self. You got to step out of character. You know what I mean? It's like you were acting for the last couple of hours when you were on stage or when you were on a sales call or when you were talking to somebody else. You should be the same person. Now, I get it's a little bit different when you're talking to a client or a customer or a prospect. It's always going to be different than when you're talking to your spouse or your kids or something like that. But it shouldn't be much different. I mean, it shouldn't be that much different. It shouldn't be a situation where it's like, well, where'd that come from? Who's that? I don't even recognize that person. You know, I'm not saying like when I go home or I'm not on a podcast that my kids are always like, wow, dad is always ultra positive. He's the happiest person 24/7. That's not true. That's not true. And I mean, it's not true. My kids will tell you it's not true. However, I think if you were to give my kids a truth serum, they say, by and large, is your dad an overly optimistic person or is he an overly pessimistic person? They would say optimistic. They would say, are you embarrassed because your dad is always, when he's out in public, somebody who's asking people how they're doing, congratulating them, slapping on them? I could say, yeah, my dad embarrasses me because whenever he walks in a room of people, he kind of, you know, he's just kind of that guy. You ask my kids, say, do you sometimes when your dad drives you to school every day, do you just want him to shut up and not give you an inspirational talk, pep talk on the way to school or lacrosse practice or track practice? They say, yeah, I wish my dad would just shut up. But my hope is when they're 30, 40 years old, they're going to remember the seeds that I was planting as I drove them to school every day. That's who I am. It's who I am. All right. Who are you? Who are you before the world told you who you should be? That's the question you got to answer. Before the whole world told you who you should be, who were you? You know, were you an overly optimistic person? Did you view the glass as half full? You know, were you somebody who wanted to go for a dream and launch a movement and all that great stuff? Or not? You know, who were you? Get back to that person. Get back to that individual you were before the world told you who you needed to be, or before your bosses told you who you needed to be. Use that to launch your movement. Because the only wrong answer is doing something that's incongruent with how you feel on the inside. All right? And if you don't feel real great about yourself on the inside, change it. You know, because let me tell you something, you were built in the eye of the creator himself. You are destined for greatness. I mean, you are. That's just a fact. You know, that's a biblical fact. You are. All right. You're an absolute living, breathing miracle. Quit sabotaging your success. It's not that there's not abundance all around us. It's that you've created all these limitations around you to not get that abundance. And I don't mean financial. I just mean be able to crack a smile most of the day, to feel grateful, to start your day. All that good stuff. All right, so get after it and enjoy being yourself, man. You're not out. Don't have that disease to please, okay? You, as long as you are the individual that you were born to be and you haven't settled and you haven't started trying to be a lemming and follow everybody else out there, don't fall into the trap that I did, that even when you finally are free, you still can't be who you are. It took me a long time to realize that. Finally got it, you know. By, you know, because I've got kind of a thick skull, but threw some cold water over my head. But I finally got it. I don't want you to take as long as I did to get it. Go out there, celebrate who you are, man. You know, accept who you are. Don't accept where you are, but accept who you are. All right? Let's get after it, folks. It's going to be an amazing day. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.